There are emergency meetings going on to discuss the threat of a possible landslide near Yakima, Washington. The worry is that a major slide could dam up the Yakima River and cause widespread flooding up the valley. Correspondent Anna King has the latest.
Right now, dozens of officials from the federal government, the state, county, and tribes are trying to work out a plan as this threat looms. Chad Stewart is the main guy in charge of the Yakima River for the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation. That's the federal agency that controls water and dams across much of the West and nation.
Generally, they're occurring on a daily basis with daily situation reports where all the stakeholders involved in the process are getting on the phone and being updated with the latest status.
What they're worried about is if the big cracks that are now visible on Rattlesnake Ridge give way, debris could flow over a major interstate, county roads, and possibly impede or dam up entirely the Yakima River. The river's flowing low for winter right now, so if it happens soon, river managers might have ways to stem the flooding. But Stewart says,
the worst case scenario that nobody wants to see is if this continues on and goes into the spring, where the river is traditionally much higher that time of year, and we have a lot more unregulated flows due to melt-off and rains.
Stewart says if the Yakima were totally dammed in spring when flows were high, you could expect flooding into the nearby cities of Union Gap and Yakima. He also worries about the impact to the people who need that water in the spring, farmers.
The irrigation season is coming up and the potential to impact several $100 million of agriculture business and local impact to the economy is just an issue that nobody wants to see happen.
And no one wants to see any damage to two nearby dams on the Yakima either. One is right near the potential slide. It's owned by the Bureau of Indian Affairs called Wapato. The other is downstream called the Sunnyside Diversion Dam. Stewart says if those structures were damaged, it would hamper their ability to control the river's flows, protect salmon, and get water to farmers. I'm Anna King in Richland.